Today concludes the Forgiving Challenge. We have been learning about the five phases of freedom, acronym is SCARS, Sin, Confession, Absolution, Restoration, and finally today, Sanctification. In the hit movie Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, Dwayne The Rock Johnson portrays the character Dr. Xander Smolder Bravestone. He's an intrepid adventurer in a video game called Jumanji. A key point in the plot, and this happens very early in the movie, so I'm not spoiling anything for you, is that the video game characters are actually real people, teenagers, who have been mysteriously teleported into the game. It's a game, but death in the game means death in real life, so the stakes are high. Dr. Bravestone and his fellow adventurers set out to free the land of Jumanji from the clutches of an evil villain and free themselves from the game. As they travel through Jumanji on their quest, they encounter a character named Jefferson. They discover, and at this point I do need to give you a spoiler alert, that Jefferson is actually a real person too, a real teenager named Alex, who became trapped in the game 20 years ago. As if they needed a reminder that it's not just about winning the game, it's about winning freedom. Well, I won't further spoil the movie for you if you haven't seen it, but can you imagine being trapped for 20 years by your fears, some real and some imagined? How much of life was Alex missing? The lead actor in that movie, Dwayne Johnson, his nickname is The Rock. Well, let's shift to another man who was also named The Rock, Simon Peter, one of Jesus' disciples. The name Peter actually means rock. If Dwayne Johnson played the part of Simon Peter in a Bible movie, maybe the best action scene would be where he picks up a sword in the Garden of Gethsemane. Only in that version, instead of just cutting off an ear, maybe Peter would have wiped out the whole contingent of guards and probably also overthrown the whole Roman Empire. However, the real Peter often said and did the wrong thing. Sometimes what he said was brilliant and right on target, but other times Peter excelled only at inserting his foot in his mouth. For example, in what is perhaps the best-known story about Simon Peter, after Jesus was arrested, Peter followed Jesus to see where he was taken. Now, that was quite a brave move, actually, because earlier in the evening, the disciples had run away because they were afraid of being arrested too. Peter was spotted by a servant girl, and she correctly identified him as one of Jesus' followers. Peter adamantly denied it, even cursing to try to convince her of the lie. But she was persistent, and he continued to deny Jesus. As he cried in shame, I'm sure Peter remembered just a few hours earlier that evening when he had said he would die with Jesus rather than deny him. How quickly Peter gave in to temptation, and how quickly he became trapped. Fast forward 50 days or so, and we see a very different person. Peter, who just a few weeks earlier ran away and denied knowing Jesus, now is standing in front of a crowd of thousands at one of the largest Jewish festivals, possibly in the courtyards of the very temple itself, giving a bold speech that would result in 3,000 people believing in Jesus as the Christ. On the day of Pentecost, Peter lived up to his name and showed that he was a rock, and the birth of the church was underway. What made this change? Well, after Jesus' resurrection, there is the beautiful account of Jesus reinstating Peter. Jesus asked Peter 3 times if he loved him, once for each denial. Peter was forgiven. Now, our world tells us that we need to fix ourselves. And there are many memes and worldly wisdom that say that we need to forgive ourselves. Could God forgive you if we can't even forgive ourselves? Or if you remember the old SNL skit with Stuart Smalley, you're good enough, you're smart enough, and doggone it, people like you. Well, are these words of wisdom? I love Matt Chandler's response to this idea that we can somehow fix ourselves. He says, over the course of your lifetime, who has lied to you and fought you and failed you and disgusted you more than you have, right? And that's the person you're counting on to come to your rescue. As long as you keep looking to yourself as the next best solution, you will never stop vacuuming up the mess you leave behind. The Bible puts it another way. In Romans 3:23, it says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We can't fix ourselves. So let's see what Peter himself says about this change. There are 4 Gospels in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We know that Mark was not one of Jesus' disciples. Incidentally, Luke wasn't either. Mark never sat at Jesus' feet to learn from him. it's possible that he barely even knew Jesus. So where did he learn enough about Jesus and his message to write an entire book? He had a source. Since Mark's gospel contains many details unique to Peter, scholars believe that Mark's source was none other than Simon Peter himself. If that is true, why would Peter tell Mark so many embarrassing stories about himself? Zach Zender, author of The Forgiving Challenge, writes, "The answer was that Peter wasn't concerned at all about what others would think of himself. He was concerned with what others thought of Jesus. Peter was no longer interested in being an action hero or any kind of hero. For him, Jesus was the real hero." In just 52 days, Peter was set free by Jesus, free from his past, free from his sin, free to be who God had made him to be, a bold rock and a key for Jesus to build his church. The final step of becoming free is called sanctification. Sanctification is the process of being freed from sin, purified, made holy. Now, trying hard to be a better person, following Jesus more closely, and learning more about him, these are not bad things. In fact, they're very good. For example, recently in children's church, we were talking about sin, and one of the kids told me that she has had some very good days. On one recent day, she could only think of one sin she did that whole day. She was so proud of herself. I am glad that she's trying to resist sin, but this is not something that she can do on her own, nor can we. Our human nature is to embrace sin. It is only the Holy Spirit who enables us to resist sin and temptation. And the Spirit works in ways that are sometimes truly mysterious. Certainly, he works through prayer and the study of Scripture. He works through service projects and worship. But the Spirit also works through our good times and through our bad times. Perhaps that's why Peter was willing to share embarrassing stories about himself, because even in those times, he saw the work of the Holy Spirit in his life. Sometimes things happen and we can't understand why. Sometimes, many years later, we understand better what God was doing, but sometimes we don't get that answer on this side of heaven. God really does work in all things for the good of those who love him. We can't do this, live into our forgiveness, our freedom, on our own. Perhaps an illustration might help understand sanctification. So today is the Super Bowl. I know the team that we want to be in it is not in it. It doesn't matter to me who wins tonight. Either way, I am going to eat some unhealthy snacks. Well, whoever wins, a reporter will put a microphone in front of the winning quarterback, and he will possibly thank God for this opportunity, or maybe thank the Lord, his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The winning quarterback will probably also give credit to a lot of other people, his teammates, the coaches, team ownership, family, the fans. I've even read of teams giving championship rings to past players, living and, yes, even dead, concession workers, janitors, and security guards at the stadium. Sure, the quarterback had a lot to do with winning the championship, but clearly, winning a championship is a team effort, and one person doesn't do it alone. Well, I need God's help to live the life that he wants for me. It's best if I get out of God's way and let him use me as he wants. Point me in the right direction. Give me the right words to say. If a microphone was put in front of me and I was asked to comment on living a Christian life, I would need to give credit where credit is due. It's not me. It's God. It's the Holy Spirit empowering, inspiring, and enabling me. God certainly uses our strengths and abilities which he gave us, and he can even use sin and tragedy to prepare us for work in his kingdom. God knows what we have in our past, and he chooses to use us anyway to work in his kingdom. He knew all about Peter, didn't he? Part of my story and how God has been at work in my life, 20 years ago, Kathy and I lost a baby. That was an incredibly painful experience, but many people came up to us afterward and shared their experience of having lost a baby too. Maybe it helped them to bring some healing to share their story. Maybe that was one way that God worked healing in their lives. It sure helped us to heal, knowing that we weren't alone. And since then, we've been able to share our story with others who have also had this painful tragedy. And hopefully, we were able to bring them some hope and comfort. Being able to share our story certainly helped us to heal too. Well, that's part of my story. There are countless other stories of forgiven people who, helped by the Holy Spirit, are being used by God to bring healing and salvation to others. Peter was a disloyal friend who was often rash and sometimes exercised poor judgment. but he became the rock on whom Jesus would build his church. The Apostle Paul was a religious zealot who arrested and killed Christians, but who encountered Jesus and then devoted his life to telling people about Jesus, writing much of the New Testament, and going on 4 missionary journeys. There was a man years ago who was a recovering alcoholic. He came to our youth ministry to talk to our youth. I asked him if he was really able to make the time to come to our church and talk to the kids, and he asked if I was kidding. His sponsor, Bud Long, would have kicked his butt if he didn't come. Brittany De La Mora is a former porn star who became a Christian and who now runs a ministry to help people who are struggling with lust and to help them understand what love really is. C.S. Lewis and Lee Strobel were atheists who each decided to examine Jesus' claims and then came away convinced that Jesus is the Savior that he claimed to be. Each of these men went on to write many books that have, in turn, helped many others to see Jesus. An Amish community remembers how much God has forgiven them and so forgave the man who shot 10 of their children. A little girl who tries hard to resist sin in her life. Parents who want their kids to know Jesus and have eternal life, and so make the time to teach them about Jesus every day. Church members who faithfully use their God-given spiritual gifts in God's kingdom in big and small ways. Truly experiencing freedom, writes Zach Zender, doesn't happen until you step into and live out the life that God invites you into. That's sanctification. So what is your story? How has God equipped you? Where have you received God's forgiveness and grace and been set free? At the end of the movie Jumanji, was Jefferson set free? Were the others? You'll need to watch the movie to find out. Peter was set free by the love and forgiveness of Jesus, and with God's help, he really lived into his name, the Rock. You can see the work of sanctification in his life. And you, too, are free to step up to your own platform to share with others who need freedom, a freedom that only Jesus can give, but that the Holy Spirit has uniquely prepared you for and will help you to tell them about. I would like to close with Peter's own words written in his epistle. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 14 and 18 says, "Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for the new heaven and the new earth, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish, and be at peace. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen." And I'd like to close with a prayer. Dear God, we were trapped in our sin and death and brokenness, and you set us free by paying the cost of forgiveness with Jesus' life. Spirit, fill us to live out our freedom with lives that point to Jesus, so that he will be known as the true hero who can set all captives free. Amen.